This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to continue with energy here for a bit. These are dark days for coal. Cheap, fracked natural gas is eating coal's lunch in the electric power markets. International demand is low. And the Obama administration says the industry has to spend billions of dollars to clean things up. Yes, yesterday the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the EPA's attempt to clean up carbon dioxide emissions. But the government does still require that coal plants clean up other pollutants. So Reed Frazier from the Allegheny Front went inside a plant in Pennsylvania to find out just how those pollution controls work.
What does it take to keep 100,000 tons of pollution out of the air? To find out, I had to take a bit of a hike.
Okay, we're climbing up 6 flights of stairs.
I'm feeling it.
You okay?
Sulfur in coal is a big cause of air pollution. To take the sulfur out, the Homer City Generating Station just east of Pittsburgh is putting in thousands of air filters. Todd Kohlross is the lead engineer for the project. He takes me to a room where there are hundreds of holes in the floor.
If you look down, these holes are where all the bags are going to slide in.
Inside each hole will go long tubes covered with fabric bags. They're basically super long air filters. Outside, a tall crane moves steel beams into a brand new building that houses those filters. Total cost for the project, $750 million. That's a lot of cash, even for a company like GE, which owns the plant. James Shapiro is a senior vice president with GE Energy Financial Services, and he's my host for the day.
So when you ask, like, how expensive, why it's so expensive, I mean, just look at the size of this project.
Yeah, it's big. Kohlross points to metal air ducts that will handle the exhaust for the new scrubber system. These ducts are bigger than my house.
It's not like take your furnace and put it on steroids. You're trying to heat your house. We're trying to take care of 2 million homes.
That's how many buildings Homer City can power when it's running at full steam. It feeds the grid that powers New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Around the country, dozens of plants are putting in similar pollution controls. They're all trying to meet new clean air rules written by the Obama administration. These include the mercury and air toxics standards, though the courts may still weigh in on that rule. James Shapiro said Homer City faced a tough decision when the rules were first announced.
You didn't have much choice. You either put on the pollution controls or you stop running.
Which brings us back inside to those huge fabric air filters. The plant will spray the polluted exhaust with a lime powder, which turns the gases and tiny particles in the exhaust into bigger particles. These bigger particles stick to the fabric bags.
40,000 between the two units, 40,000 bags.
The EPA says the cost of the new rules will raise electricity rates 3%, but in exchange, they'll prevent 11,000 deaths a year. And on top of that, will prevent thousands of cases of asthma and heart attack and save the economy billions in health costs. At Homer City, all the bad stuff in the exhaust goes into the bags and not our lungs. The plant is on schedule to meet its final deadline of April. There's one small problem, though. Those new filters don't catch carbon dioxide, the main cause of global warming. The EPA plans to limit carbon dioxide emissions from coal plants, but that proposal hit an obstacle this week when the Supreme Court issued a stay on the EPA rule until a lower court hears the case. Still, just in case, Homer City is applying for permission to use cleaner-burning natural gas. In Homer City, Pennsylvania, I'm Reed Frazier for Marketplace.